So what's a Google Workspace Super Admin? We'll be going over all you need to know about Google Workspace Super Admins versus other admin roles. To start, think of your Google Workspace as a virtual business management space. You have different tools and levels of access, each requiring special administrative efforts and roles. Naturally, you'll need an administrative team to look after those admin tasks, right? Well, it's exactly the same with Google Workspace admin tasks. They can be quite overwhelming and usually require the input of more than one person to stay on top of everything in your Google Workspace domain. That's why such authority is usually assigned to an admin team typically composed of the Google Workspace super admins and other Google Workspace admin roles. So, what are Google Workspace admins? Google Workspace admins are privileged users who have access to the Google Workspace admin console and admin API, the tools used to perform administrative operations. That level of access and authority depends on the type of each admin role. Before you dig further into your Google Workspace admin operations, it's important to first understand the difference between a Google Workspace super admin and other Google Workspace admin roles. So, what's a Google Workspace super admin? As the word super implies, the Google Workspace super admin is the topmost powerful administrative role in your entire Google Workspace domain. You can think of it as a leader role for your entire admin team. Super admins have access to every setting in the Google Workspace admin console. They can practically manage every aspect of your organization's domain. Super admins also have exclusive authority over the following: creating or assigning administrator roles, resetting administrator passwords, setting up billing, performing license management, restoring deleted users, modifying an administrator's settings, or enabling or disabling contact sharing. As you can tell, the super admin role is a crucial one. Not only do super admins hire other admins by creating or assigning admin roles, they also perform and control super sensitive tasks that play a major role in protecting your Google Workspace from data security threats. So, how many super admins do you need? Every Google Workspace domain needs a minimum of one super admin, but we recommend having two. That way, if one is busy or on vacation, the other one can take on higher authority tasks. However, we do not recommend having more than two super admins because of the authority level that comes with this role. The Google Workspace super admin role is usually assigned to someone in the higher management line of an organization or an IT head. That's again because of the authority level this role entails. So now we have the team leader, the super admin, and other Google Workspace admin roles of lesser authority assigned by the super admin. Google has already created different pre-built admin roles based on its insight of common business tasks. However, you can always create custom admin roles tailored to your own needs. We believe the two most vital admin roles following the super admin are the group admin and user management admin. Here's why. First is the groups admin. Google Groups improve communication and collaboration. They're used to create mailing lists, web forms, collaborative inboxes, and to control access to documents and Google services. Group admins have authority over Google Groups in the Google Workspace admin console. They can add or delete Google Groups in the admin console, manage members and access settings within groups. It's very important for group admins to include the right people in each group and apply the right settings so groups are secure and any sensitive data shared there is well protected. Secondly, we have the user management admin. As the name suggests, user management admins control all actions for non-admin users. This includes resetting passwords, monitoring service health, managing user accounts, service requests, and onboarding or offboarding employees. User management admins can't delete a global admin, create other admin roles, or reset passwords for billing, global, and service admins. Only Google Workspace super admins can do that. User management admin roles are usually assigned to members of the HR team. So, how secure is Google Workspace? Google Workspace offers incredible communication and collaboration capabilities for your business. However, you need to fully secure your domain and learn how to harness its full resources to protect your data from things like malicious outsider threats, insider threats, and human error, which can have catastrophic consequences for your business. The Google Workspace admin panel is a great place to start. It's every admin's first whisperer for early signs of trouble. Admins should always adopt the best Google Workspace security practices and audit everything happening in their admin panel. Organizations also need to deploy the proper tools that offer additional layers of Google Workspace reporting and security. That's why we recommend any Google Workspace admin to try out GAT. GAD offers a suite of powerful tools enabling admins to get granular, dig beyond the surface, and take robust actions faster. And that concludes our audio blog. We hope you found this useful, and thank you for listening.